Now back to a special rebroadcast of Ernie Hartwell's final game as Tigers announcer on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hang on, it's the ninth inning now, and this has been a beautiful battle. 1-0, Toronto in the lead, and the Blue Jays go to the bullpen. They'll bring in the veteran Kelvin Escobar, the right-hander, to try to hold off the Tigers in the final three.
But if I could, Ernie, mention that they put you on their wonderful video board here in center field. You got a standing ovation, and boy, I tell you, it's just been so deserving for you every place we have gone.
Thank you.
Kelvin Escobar, 37 saves. He's found a home as a closer. A great job for him this year. An ERA of 4.32, a bonus batting average against of 2.48.
All right, it'll be Torres to lead it off. He's the leadoff man, assuming that regular role. Now he's 0-3 for the afternoon against the great starting pitcher, Holiday, who turned in a scintillating performance. No runs and two hits. They changed the hit that they had given to Jackson into an error for the shortstop, Berg. So if you're scoring, you might want to make that change. Two hits for Detroit instead of three. And the big right-hander deals. Here's a ball outside. Andres starting to bunt. He didn't offer on it. And it's a ball on him. Infante and Munson scheduled to follow in the ninth inning for the Tigers. And the set and the pitch. He takes a strike. 1-1 the count on him. None of these three hitters that scheduled to hit in this inning has a hit. Now, Escobar delivers. Here's a big slider that hits the strike zone. One ball, two strikes to count on him. Big guy from Venezuela. Coming through the Toronto system, Escobar delivers a fastball. It's low. And the count even 2-2. Tigers had their big threat in the eighth inning, but it went a glimmering. They couldn't push a man in. And then the Blue Jays come up the bat in the eighth, and they get a run. That's the story of this game here. Now Escobar to the set position waiting. Torres at the plate. Torres swings and misses. He struck him out. One up and one down in the ninth.
Well, we have a second. Ernie asked me to thank all of our hardworking folks behind the scenes. All of them put such great work in all year. We appreciate it. Dave Banks, Jeff Rieger, and Marty McCormick, our engineer, back at the station. Of course, Nick Mirabelli, Renee Bianchi, and Phil McCauley, our engineers at Comerica Park. We all appreciate your hard work, Ernie, Dan, and I. Thank you, gang.
Yep, we can't get on the air without those folks. Well, here is Infante. He is 0-3. Right-hander batting a shortstop. The Tigers down to their final two outs of the season. And the pitch is on the way. He pops one into right. Cruz is coming in. Going back is Hudson. And they collide, but the catch is made anyway.
Little miscommunication.
Well, it was Hudson who took it away from him. Well, folks, we're going to have to say goodbye to you. We'll do it when the game's over. No matter how long it lasts, if the Tigers tie to go extra innings, or if it ends here, we'll come out where they give the final score, we'll have a commercial break, and then we'll come back and say our goodbye. And we just want to thank you for sticking with us throughout the season. Now, the pitch to Munson is a strike. They're on their feet here at the Sky Dome now, hoping for the final out. Escobar delivers. He's outside on Eric. Eric is struck out twice. The middle time at bat, he bounced out to second base. A 1-0 contest. The home team, the Toronto Blue Jays, in the lead with two down in the ninth inning. And they set. Escobar delivers. There's a strike called in above the knee. One ball, two strikes to count on him. Outfield to left on Eric, trying to keep it going. Tigers trail 1-0. Big guy looks in to get his sign. He sets at the mound and delivers. There's a ball in the dirt. That'll make it 2-2. Close, brilliant game dominated by excellent pitching. Run scored by Toronto in the eighth inning. They lead it 1-0 in the ninth. 2-2 count on Eric Munson. And the set and the pitch swings and fouls it away up this way. And not quite. That would have been neat to get a foul ball on the last time at bat, if it happens to be that way. Now Munson back in the batter's box, waiting on another 2-2 delivery. Escobar looks him over, takes his time. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a foul. He's hanging in there. That one bouncing up into the field seats. So Holliday will be the winning pitch if it stays this way. And Marath will take a loss. It'll be a tough one to take, but that's the way it goes. Now Munson waits on the next one. 2-2 count. It's outside, and the count goes full. He's making him earn it. Eric steps out, takes a practice swing, getting back in. Now Kelvin Escobar has his sign. He's ready. He pitches. Swing and a foul. He got a piece of it right on the screen. Well, 55 years of ball one, strike one. I guess I can wait for another couple of pitches. Mr. Munson steps in again. 3-2 the count. 1-0 Toronto. 2 down in the ninth inning. Here's the set and the pitch. And he walked him. Wow, he got a pretty good time at bat there, Jim.
Terrific at bat. Kept the ball game alive, Ernie. And who knows with Carlos Pena, who's been a real welcome sight in a Tiger uniform this year.
Saw Carlos's family after the game last night, a great family. And they're very proud of this young man. I think he's going to be around for a long time and have a terrific career. We've enjoyed the hospitality of Toronto this weekend. It's a great city, and the folks of Michigan love coming up here. Now Pena at the bat. He swings. There's a high, long drive, deep right. It's hooking, and it's going to be foul. He gave it a ride, but he pulled it foul. So Munson goes back to first base. Strike one, the count on Pena. Pena has bounced the first and twice bounced the shortstop. That was against the starting pitcher, Roy Holliday. Two down, one on, 1-0 Toronto. Now time call by umpire Kellogg at the plate. Escobar got the first two easily. Then he went to 3-2 and walked Munson. Pena takes. There's a strike. Got one around the letters. It's a strike. They're on their feet again here in Toronto at the Sky Dome. Outfield a little bit to left on Pena. Carlos digging in. Escobar delivers. He takes the ball in too close. One of my big thrills coming to Toronto was doing the All-Star game with Jerry Howard and Tom Cheek in 92. We had a big thrill there. And even bigger thrill, I addressed the baseball chapel, the stars of those two teams. And it was a big thrill for me. Now they set the pitch. Swing and a little foul out of play. And some of the big stars like Molitor and Joe Carter and Brett Butler. Reading from scripture and helping with the service. 1-2 the count, 2 down, a man on. Oh, Mr. Escobar trying to get that final out. Pena digging in, waiting. Here's the set, the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the Toronto Blue Jays win it, the final game of 2002. The final score. The Blue Jays won, and the Tigers nothing.
So so? You going to get Mom something awful for Mother's Day again?
Think again, big brother. I'm going to get Mom something from ABC Warehouse.
ABC? That's where I'm going.
It's the ABC More for Mom sale. The best deals on the stuff Mom really wants.
I'm going to get Mom a Eureka bagless vacuum.
Oh, congratulations. But guess what? You're clueless. Mom wants a Sony TV.
Mom wants a Whirlpool built-in dishwasher.
Get real. Mom has you to do the dishes. She wants a Canon digital camera.
Toshiba portable DVD player.
Samsung digital camcorder.
Boys, boys.
No, hi, Mom.
What I really want is... Oh, hi, Shelly.
Oh,
you got me a HD TV. My favorite daughter.
Oh, brother.
There's more for Mom this Mother's Day at ABC Warehouse. Let Mom know how special she is before someone else does.
Get a GE microwave oven with 10 power levels for just $57 or a Samsung Blu-ray disc player for only $169. Mom would love a Panasonic 42-inch 720p HD TV. It's sale priced to just $494, only at ABC Warehouse. Wanted, Russ Dentico. He's wanted downriver and in surrounding communities for paying much more money for your trade. He was last seen at Gorno Ford. Find him and claim your reward at Gorno Ford in Woodhaven. Wanted, the dangerous duo of Dwayne Horton and Patrick Southward. Also wanted downriver and surrounding areas, giving the best deals ever to unsuspecting customers. Last seen at Gorno Ford in Woodhaven. Wanted, the ringleader. Known far and wide for his great deals on the hottest Ford vehicles. You can find all of them at Gorno Ford in Woodhaven and claim your reward. More money for your trade and the best deals ever on the hottest Ford vehicles. Your reward is at Gorno Ford on Allen Road in Woodhaven between King and West Roads. Check them out on the web at GornoFord.com. The deals at Gorno Ford are so great, it should be a crime. Gorno Ford on Allen Road in Woodhaven. Online at GornoFord.com.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers price matching to get you the best price. Guaranteed. It's the Get Ready for Summer Sale. Now, a Valvoline standard oil change is just $19.99 with no shop fees. Plus, save $60 to $180 on four Goodyear or BF Goodrich tires after instant and mail-in rebates. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life. Well spent.
You're listening to a special rebroadcast of Ernie Harwell's final game as voice of the Tigers on September 29, 2002 on 97.1 The Ticket.
The Tigers have just finished their 2002 season, and I've just finished my baseball broadcasting career, and it's time to say goodbye, but I think goodbyes are sad, and I'd much rather say hello. Hello to a new adventure. I'm not leaving, folks. I'll still be with you, living my life in Michigan, my home state, surrounded by family and friends. And rather than goodbye, please allow me to say thank you. Thank you for letting me be part of your family. Thank you for taking me with you to that cottage up north, to the beach, the picnic, your workplace, and your backyard. Thank you for sneaking your transistor under the pillow as you grew up loving the Tigers. Now, I might have been a small part of your life, but you've been a very large part of mine, and it's my privilege and honor to share with you the greatest game of all. Now, God has a new adventure for me, and I'm ready to move on. So I leave you with a deep sense of appreciation for your long-time loyalty and support. I thank you very much, and God bless all of you.